Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, you guys can join WQAM and Solana at Raising Cane's next Tuesday at 11 a.m. at their newest restaurant on Miramar Parkway and Southwest 172nd Ave in Miramar. Get there by 8 a.m. and you might be one of 20 to win free Raising Cane's for a year. And WQAM will also have heat tickets that you could win. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Yeah, it's finally built.
Finally got done?
Yeah, it's right by the house. So, yeah, I've seen it a lot of times. Really? 8 a.m.? Really? Jesus.
That's early. Very early to get chicken tenders. What was the time? Kachuk was there like super, super early that time after they won the cup. He looked very hungover at the Raising Cane's.
Oh, yeah.
Very hungover.
I like, you know what's crazy? Love their chicken fingers. Love their chicken. Not a big fan when people only make chicken fingers and they try to make a chicken finger sandwich.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like they just make everything with the chicken fingers. Whatever you get is start with the chicken fingers. So if you say chicken sandwich, chicken sub, chicken whatever, they do chicken fingers. So I like a chicken patty with my chicken sandwich.
So I'm no stranger to a radio bit. And I'm no stranger to stepping in it when it comes to being wrong. You know, perhaps you guys remember I ate rancid crow one time with Christian Yelich.
Okay, you ain't admitting to nothing. You must be talking about somebody else because getting you to – you pay your debts, but –
I'm a man of honor.
You pay your debts under your terms.
That's not true.
Really?
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay.
Ridiculous statement.
Okay.
But yesterday – popular Pittsburgh sports radio host Andrew Filippone. Time to time on the national network for Odyssey. He had a doozy. He had one that I haven't heard in a while before, and I never really understand. You know, I've eaten crow. We had a old Goldhammer in Cleveland. He ate poop. Well, Andrew Filippone said yesterday on social media, there's no way the Steelers lose tonight. In fact, I'll get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bengals. It ain't happening.
Can I just say something here? When that's even in your thoughts,
yep,
you've been thinking about doing something kinky like that anyway.
Well, he's got to probably already have them pierced, right? Is he already pierced up?
No.
That's crazy, dude.
So, but that's what I'm saying. You have to have, like, Vlad, if you have something like that to go to, if you lose a bet, right, then you already were considering.
You got a fetish.
Right. So, there's video?
Well, I mean, he just claimed this test. I don't think he went right to the tattoo parlor.
He's probably going this weekend. You got 10 days now until the next Steeler game.
Oh, wait, there's a statute of limitations.
Deadline.
Right.
But you got to do it. Your tweets already got millions of views.
And you
are getting pierced.
And you were specific. That's the thing. It wasn't like, you know, it was like, oh, if they lose, I'll go get my, you know, nipples pierced. It was like, No, if they lose, there's no way they're going to lose. If they lose, I'll get my nipples pierced with no, what was it, agent? No numbing agent?
No numbing agent.
Usually it's just ice, though.
But whatever, that means you like that. I don't know. Yeah, you probably on some BDSM stuff.
Like you already had that in the holster.
Yeah, he's right?
Was thinking about something like that anyway. That's not something, you know, told me, but you said, I'll eat an actual crow. You know, eating crow. Yeah, I get it. Right. But if you would have came out and said, you know what? If he hits more than 20 home runs, I'll get my nipples pierced. I'm like, whoa. What something we need to know, right? Because that's just, you don't just reach for that.
He's the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
It was not too long ago that that Ryan Day was falsely accused of being nipple pierced. Which again, anybody who has their nipple pierced, no shame in that game. Good for you.
I just don't. But we just don't. But need
the no numbing agent. Even just getting your nipples pierced is tough enough. He's like, I'm gonna make it the most painful ever.
It's not. It's just a pinch. You haven't gotten. I have my ears pierced. So
hey, dude. Hey, just a pinch.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, a certain somebody on this show was nipple clamped. And you didn't act like it was just a pinch.
You got your nipples clamped.
I was just doing that for the show.
You got your nipples clamped?
Oh, yeah.
We lost the dartboard of doom. That's not the worst part, Vlad. There was a tour.
Yep.
And we were at the old station with that glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there just chest out with the nipple clamps. And the whole classroom of kids walked by.
He was sitting there.
The Zach Steeler student class came to see to 2 a.m. and saw your nipples clamped? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He woke up this morning. He tweeted out, Andrew Filippone, hello. I don't feel great this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, see, boy. I would have just said I would have done ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers. That would have been better.
But no, for you to because say you nipple don't clamp you only do ayahuasca agent, to celebrate.
Jeez. He must have been so hopeful. Like once Aaron Rodgers threw up that Hail Mary, he's like, please.
No, I'm saying I'm guessing that once Aaron Rodgers drove him down the field to take the lead, he thought it was over.
The craziest thing that I had one time that the one bet my wife really got mad at me about that I said I would do was Zaslow and I both agreed on the air that if the Miami Heat won the lottery the year Zion was coming out and they had very, very small chance that we would get New York Knicks tattoos. Just like we would sacrifice shame on ourselves if it would have meant the Miami Heat would have gotten Zion Williamson. Now, it wasn't fixed like it was for the Mavericks, so there was zero chance. It was like a one-point-whatever chance of happening. But she was like, you're not doing that. And I'm like, I think I am if we get Zion Williamson. All moot. We didn't get Zion Williamson. But
really? Does she know who she's married to?
I don't know. I mean, like, listen, hijinks come with the territory. Listen,
I just hope that we not all out together and she walks up to me and give me the look like I'm egging you on to these things. Because
mm-hmm.
It's you. You're the ringleader behind the craziness. So, like, I hope that, and don't throw me under the bus. You're like, well, Leroy made me. We were all doing stuff. Like, no, this is you.
I've never thrown you under the bus.
No.
Whenever there's been hijinks, I've owned it.
Okay. I mean, we had a twofer at my house one time. Tobin had to jump in the cold water in Speedos, but he did it in white drawers.
Didn't do it in white drawers.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. There's a video of it. I don't even know. It
wasn't a bathing suit.
Time out.
It was black undies.
Your pasty self.
Yep.
Jumped in a pool in white underwear?
No, that's
no,
why.
No, black.
Oh, it was black. Black underwear. See, then, okay, then, okay.
No, but the problem is it was supposed to be Speedos.
It was briefs. It was tighty whities, but they were black.
Tighty blackies?
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
And then at the same time, you know Robbie, right?
Of course I know.
One of the hairiest people in the world.
Did he jump in the water?
He had to get his back waxed.
Oh my God.
And he had no hair on his back.
Very odd.
Wait.
Huh?
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
That don't make sense at all.
None.
He has. So I think, he is hairy.
I think he pre-shaved.
That was it. Okay. Was it like stubby back clean or was it like fresh back clean? Because if it was fresh back clean, he had it waxed. Like he had it waxed like a couple of days before.
And Big Spoon is all about the shenanigans, so she's like, "I'll get the wax stuff."
Jeez.
Right? So she went. He's like, "He's got no hair."
Fooled us.
Yeah, I still can't figure that one out. He got hair everywhere. That dude got hair on his eyeballs, and he ain't got hair on his back.
Jeez, how you got hair in your eyeballs?
He's hairy, dude.
Hairy, like, dude. We'll take a break. It's a regular old second hour's next.
Yep.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.